And who better than straighten this out with the man who covers Eagles for ESPN.com. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. His name is Tim McManus. Timmy, what's going on with Brandon Graham?
What's up, Mike? All right, so what I was told is that as of Monday, Graham is back in Michigan working out with his longtime trainer, Mike Barwis.
Mm-hmm.
And he is staying close to home. They just recently got a new house, and he has a young child. And so he has decided to go back to the Michigan area to be with his family and train with his longtime trainer, with the intention of returning for mandatory minicamp. What I was told is that it is not contract related.
Oh, okay. So Jeff McClain's report is out there that it is contract related. You're refuting that, along with Ian Rappaport is also refuting. Jason Lacanfor is also refuting that.
I mean, there's obviously we all have different sources of mm-hmm. reporting. I can just tell you by checking into this, that is what came back to me. So, you know. We'll see how it plays out, but that's at least the latest information that
right.
I got.
It's a little Cary Williams situation. You got a new homie to pick out the sconces?
Well, no, I mean, if you look at the money, you know, he's making $6.5 million. Mm-hmm. He's got 2 years left on it, and Vinny Curry is making like close to 10 per year.
Yes.
So I think that if you were to look at that and say objectively, all right, like what am I bringing to the table versus mm-hmm. you know, what the rest of the market bears, there's a case to be made that Brandon Graham deserves more money. So I don't think there's any question that he wants more.
Yeah.
But I don't think that makes him unique.
Yeah.
As to basically every player out there, and he's got two years left. So his agent, I'm not sure, would know at least that it's tough to get a new deal when you got 2 years left.
Okay. So how do you think the Eagles would handle this? Would they do right by him, knowing that he does have a point with the Vinny Curry thing, or what?
Well, again, the 2 year point is, mm-hmm. Is
prohibitive.
That would be tough to, it's prohibitive. And so maybe next year, or maybe at the end of the year, that would make more sense. I mean, that you can, definitely make the case that he's deserving of more, but I don't know that would get done in the immediate future.
All right, so Tim, do we have any information, or is this just pie in the sky? Kelsey did the Saints for Mark Ingram.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. With Max Unger, the reports seem to be that he's going to be coming back probably in September, and there is even one out there that suggests maybe even in the preseason. And if that's the case, I don't know that it would make a ton of sense for the Saints to trade for Jason Kelce, who is really just a one position player. And in other words, you can't move him to guard, center. If Unger comes back, he's strictly a center. And if Unger's occupying that spot, then what do you do with Jason Kelce? It is interesting because, that backfield got a little bit crowded now. And I think that Ingram, might be available at some point. Will he get cut? Is there another trade possibly down the line? I mean, I think it's possible. I think that's the type of back that the Eagles definitely need and would be interested in. But I don't see anything immediately happening with Kelce and Ingram.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, do you believe the Eagles will address that running back position, or are they determined to go into the season with what they have? Is there going to be a veteran added, do you think?
I do. I do think so. I mean, asking Doug Peterson what he wanted in his running back right before they ended up drafting one, was saying, I'd like that three down back. If you look at the roster, you have Darren Sproles, who is obviously undersized, Pumphrey, who is smaller than him, and then you have Wendell Smallwood, and you're just not 100% certain of what he's going to bring to the table. I think that they do need more of a between the tackles back to help complement what they currently have. It seems like a unfinished product so far to me, and so I think they're gonna add somebody.
Okay. Now let's talk about rookie camp, and I always ask this question, who do you think is the guy that you're gonna have your eyes on mostly in this rookie camp?
Well, I would say that definitely Barnett. I think that he has a chance. I'm really curious to see if he competes for a starting spot right out of the chute. I mean, they didn't get what they expected out of Curry last year, obviously. They signed a veteran in Chris Long, but he's getting up there in his time in the NFL. And here's a golden opportunity for somebody to come in and see if he can continue the type of production. I don't think they expect 12 sacks, but see if he can be a productive player for Jim Schwartz in year one. And then I would also look at Rasul Douglas, Mike, because the cornerback position is just totally up in the air.
Yeah.
I don't think that they have a real clear answer. And with Sidney Jones possibly not playing for at least a part of the season, you know, they're going to need somebody to jump in and hold that spot. And so I'm looking to see what Douglas can do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's the most important guy because he has the potential to be that lone starter out of this thing. I think they will go into the season with Vinny Curry if they don't trade him. Now, is that a possibility? I know he's got a high salary, so it's probably prohibitive. But could they move him?
I think that would be prohibitive. I mean, he's mm-hmm. making so much money, and he hasn't really gotten past like the 40% playtime point. And they handed it to him last year. I mean, it was, you know, we're giving you a huge contract. We're putting you in a wide nine 43 system where we think that you can thrive. It was all there for him, and he wasn't able to earn the spot. And so I think the teams around the league would look at that and say, all right, well, he's tried this system, he's tried that one, and he hasn't done it yet. So that would probably be a tough sell. Plus, I think that the Eagles they don't want to be giving away pass rushers. I think they're trying to collect them.
Tim, last thing, I look at the Vegas odds, and I just saw some odds the other day where the over-under number for the Eagles is 8, but the over was the favorite at minus 130. Are they an over 8 team?
I'm slightly over right now. I mean, I have them at 9 wins as we sit here in May. And, you know, a lot can happen in between now and then. And I'm very curious to see how this sort of product takes shape as we move. They have some things that are really intriguing, but also some glaring holes, as Jeffrey Lurie fully admitted to. I think it's a flawed team, but it's one that has some upside, especially offensively with a developing quarterback in Carson Wentz, who now has some weapons at his disposal and an offensive line that should be able to protect him pretty well. So I think they're going to be competitive, and then it'll probably come down to, like it often does, Mike, just one or two games that'll flip it either way.
Yeah, I don't think I've asked you this question, but on the way I'll ask it to you, because I asked it Sal, and he had an answer for it. Would you have taken Sidney Jones in the second round?
You know, I would have. I think, I've been doing a decent amount of research on, you know, these Achilles injuries, and it's no sure thing. I mean, but the treatment has gotten better, and there's new kind of advancements in that area, where players are coming back at a higher clip, and you can make the argument that they're coming back and playing at a better level percentage-wise than they were previously. I think that the Eagles looked at all that. They looked at the fact that Sidney Jones is 20 years old, and that if he does make a full recovery, he's going to end up being a potential top-end corner in this league, which are very hard to come by. And so I think it's a risk, but I think it was one worth taking for a team that knows it's a little bit away from a championship level.
Okay. Well, I'll have to disagree with you. It's not the first time we disagree. We disagree on
right,
Kevin Durant and LeBron, too. I know by now you've come around to LeBron, right?
Yeah, well, the white flag is fully up in the air there, my friend.
All right,
yeah.
Man. That's good to hear. Thanks, Timmy. Thanks for your honesty. We appreciate it.
I'll
talk to you up the road. There he is. Tim McManus covering the Eagles.